Yeah, so apparently I saw some articles and apparently people claim that that skit was stealing black culture in some way.
Yes.
And Michael Che's like, what are you talking about? He's like, we do what now? I've never heard of this that black people do.
He really was surprised. He was like, listen, that sketch bombed. Isn't that enough?
Yeah, he's like, I get it. I'm used to those. I've written bomb sketches before, but what are you making this stuff up about cultural appropriation?
Did you see the Wario on Trial sketch?
No, I slept through that one. Sorry.
Oh, dude, it was a treat. Musk dressed up as Wario being put on trial for throwing out a banana peel during a go-kart race that Mario slipped on and died.
That's awesome.
But it turned out he never threw the peel. It was actually Luigi was trying to frame him because Luigi was having an affair with Peach.
Nice.
It was ridiculous.
No, I saw, like, you know, clips from it later in the week, and I'm like, oh, I don't remember that at all.
Did you see the Mayor of Easttown parody?
Where yes.
It was just them making fun of how Pennsylvanians speak.
Yeah, and boy, that was...
The murder of my dirter dirter.
My dirter had a dirter who was murdered. Murder dirter.
Wooder? What Wooder?
Now, Wooder I hear all the time.
I do, too.
But I don't know about murder dirter.
Murder dirter. It doesn't come up very often, and I haven't watched Mayor of Easttown, but
I have not. I hear it's real good.
Probably.
Right now, I'm trying to catch up on a gazillion other shows. So, I started that, what is it called? Shadow and Bone?
Oh, I will get to that very soon. I don't know why, but I watched episode one, and I enjoyed it. But for some reason, mentally, I was starting to conflate what was going on in Shadow and Bone with what was going on in the Nevers.
Right.
So I had to stop one of them.
Yeah, and I also want to watch what's the Sherlock Holmes ones?
The Irregulars?
Yes. But I really think I will merge all three of those shows into one mammoth show in my brain. If I watch all of them at the same time.
Yeah. Yep. A lot of thematic overlap.
Yeah, the Nevers this week, man, I thought I had missed an episode. Like, they were talking about stuff this week, and I'm like, wait, why does everyone suddenly know this plot thing? What are they talking about? I don't understand.
Did I watch this week's? I did. It was on Sunday, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it was caution spoilers for the Nevers most recent episode. Stop listening now. Was it with the Malady being executed?
Yes.
Okay.
But it was like, you know, that plot's going on. I'm like, okay, stop. And then all of a sudden they were like, hey, by the way, we translated what Mary was singing. And it's about insert alien name here that I don't remember what it is. And
sure.
it was using insert alien name here language. And then 5 seconds later, every character on the show was like, oh, this is about the insert alien name here. We need to save insert alien name here. How about the egg of the insert alien name here? And I'm like, why does everyone suddenly know about this thing? And I don't understand if main character, like, is she an alien? Because she keeps talking about being left behind without being told what to do. And
I don't know what True is up to.
Yeah. But I enjoyed that show.
I do, too.
Good stuff.
That little bit that they added in where True's sidekick was nervous that the bird at the window was that guy who she likes.
Keep it on her. And then he walks in like 5 seconds later and she's going to beat him senseless.
Yeah.
Murder, dirter.
Murder, dirter. Dirter, dirter. Wooder.
Yeah, I mean, Wooder, man,
Yeah, my wife says that. She's not from that area in any way, but she says that for whatever reason.
Oh, man, I remember the first time after I'd moved to State College, I ran into someone from Filthy Way, and they talked about getting some Wooder, and I'm like, the what? What are you words are you using, man? What is Wooder?
I try not to give too many people grief that when I moved to State College from back home, they made fun of me all the time, Greg.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
They shamed Pop, Gumband, and Keller right out of me. They especially hated that one. They were like, Keller, what's a Keller? And I was like, you know, like orange and green.
Keller.
They were, fifth graders are so mean.
Yeah, I'll still be Pop till the day I die.
Well, as long as those 10-year-olds don't shame me anymore.
That's right.
I'm good.
All right, we haven't talked about anything yet. I don't know if I have the crashes right, but I got something in there.
Yeah, you do.
Are those right?
Yeah. I don't know about the dates, but they match up with my infographic.
Oh, I don't have an infographic.
And that
hold on.
It's, you know, to be trusted 99.9% of the time.
It's like Dove soap. It's 99 and 44, 100% pure. All right, now I have an infographic. Yeah, so we got that, new release notes, and top three, and there you go.
Nice.
Anything else before we start? Now that the old man is here, we can actually talk about Puzzle Quest. He finished up watching Masked Singer. Murder Dirter. All right, moving on.
Yeah.
Ray's going to say like 8 words all night. I can feel
Yeah,
it.
Probably. I've already used 2. Oh, there go the rest.
Oh, I said it again. No, now you're saying it. Welcome to the 293rd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm Craig, we got Ray, we got Ian. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
And Ian's dirter got murdered when she had a dirter. While getting some water. This is the week of 512 to 519 in the year of our COVID part due. Over in your 5-day 4-star crash!
Ouch.
Oh, the Titan. On the 7th, we had the love sausage. Ian, I think you have no sausage, right?
I am Red Guardian-less.
Yes, sir, it's true. This man has no neck. All right. on the 12th was X-23, though. Did you X-23 your way to victory today?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Wow, I'm surprised you actually played today.
Me too.
Wow.
Me too. But I did. I hopped on early. I might have had, you know, a little break in the learning today, and it was good.
All
right. She's a really good character.
Yeah, I mean,
Elektra's not.
The only thing you got to worry about is that shadow step. And
Yeah, if she doesn't get black, you win easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going to next on the 17th, then, is Creepy Bobby versus apparently Mean Gene Okerlund. If it's
me. Yeah, he fights Teen Gene, and he will win as he always does.
Yeah.
Has a lot of low-budget stun.
Yeah.
And thankfully, Craig bungled it because I thought we had all used him enough that you knew what the correct build was.
And you're going to hate this. I rarely use his Make You a Snowball. I don't know why. I just don't.
Yeah, but I don't think his purple does anything.
Yeah, it converts
his
red to blue.
Really good power, you just never use that?
It converts red to blue, and then I use the green power to do lots of damage.
I generate a bunch of blue, then I fire off that green.
Yeah, which part of this do you not understand?
You're the pits.
Man.
The absolute pits.
Ian, I'm thinking of Bean Jeans on the screen here, and it makes me think of it.
Yeah.
Are you watching that Dark Side of Wrestling at all yet?
Only a few.
Okay,
I watched the one about the Road Warriors.
Yeah.
I watched the one about Owen Hart.
Yep.
And I watched the one about, what's the one about punching you in the face for real? Brawl for All.
Oh, yep.
This awesome.
Season kicked off, and it was going through the life of Brian Pillman and Hollywood Blondes. And
Okay.
That was good times.
Nice.
Good times. Not really great times for Brian Pillman, but, you know.
Sure.
Good times for the rest of us. In Storyland, you got Thick of Steve, so that'll get you a Hawkeye, a Rambo, and some Null Shards. Placement is Dark Beast and Scotty number 5. Not dollars, not $5. Oh. Man, don't read the script. Followed up by Cosmic Chaos, that'll get you Hulk, Beast, and Scotty. Placement is Fury and some Surfer Shards. And that Puzzle Gauntlet thing's wrapping up. In PvP land, we are back to the Morris Day season. Rock Me Amadeus is running, that'll get you Cap, Cho. Placement is Nico and some Samurai Dreams. And in the simulator, you will get some Star-Lord, Kamala Khan, and Rambo. There you go. Did you guys Puzzle Gauntlet?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and absolutely. Got to get that Taskmaster sword, yo.
Want to throw out another thank you for Sluggo on the Reddits for putting out some suggestions and people posting what they were using, and that thread is super useful.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look that up because, you know, they tell you what you need to do, but then I'm like, I don't remember who makes charge tiles, right? Or I don't remember who makes, you know, whatever I'm looking for. Yeah, but it was good. I feel like you could have played off the dollar sign situation by just saying that since he's the mentor or the mentee of $5 Chuck, he's $5 Scotty.
Mm, nope.
But instead, you just hit the wrong key.
Yep. Wrong button.
Tell me about the release notes. I'm sitting down.
Are you sitting down? I gotta find them. I got too many windows open. All right, so we got this is release 227. We got a clue.
Okay.
This one I'm baffles me a bit. Mm-hmm. It is Sinister Genetics, which you would think would tell you that you're getting Mr. Sinister, but you already did. It would tell you that you're getting Scott Summers in some way, but we've already got like 16 of him. So I don't know what else has got what you got.
I don't know.
I don't need any more Summers family.
Is there any other Summerses?
Yeah, there's hundreds of thousands of them. So many Summers.
Did he make anybody else important?
I don't think
Is it Franklin Richards? Totally Franklin Richards.
Yeah, kids and children.
I would hope not. That doesn't make sense. That's
He's got sinister genetics.
I suppose in a way, sure.
Imagine that.
Anyway, say, hey, remember, folks, MODOK premieres on the 21st.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
And what network is that on?
Hulu, I believe.
Okay. I will try to remember to check that out.
Hulu or Prime.
Oh, okay. I'm like, things. So what network can I watch it on?
Oh, I don't know. It's one of those two.
Oh, okay.
Other details.
You can watch it on Craig's Hulu. Yeah.
Monica Rambeau's undercover op countdown tile now correctly remains on the board when an enemy team up is fired instead of being removed with no effect. That's good that her powers actually do something. The passive component of Shuri's Vibranium Virtuoso now correctly triggers when matching fortified team-ups. For those insane Android people, the back button now works. Fixed instances of items unlocking before they should if a player started the old FTUE. Can somebody tell me what an FTUE is? Sounds like no.
Total blank.
Nope.
Okay. Well, if you started the old FTUE, didn't finish and started a new one, now things aren't unlocked.
Oh.
There you go. It's a first-time user experience.
Oh.
It used to be called the Prologue.
Gotcha. Ooh, I was never going to get there.
Nope.
And they various minor localization fixes. That's all I got for news. Quiet week. You got anything?
I champed my 5-star Carol.
I don't care what you do anymore, Ray. You can take all your 5-star characters and shove all of them.
So it's not in the news here, but they put out new... what are they called? Milestones. I got a whole bunch of new milestones.
They extended ones that you had already completed, I think. And a few new ones, but...
Sure.
Mostly, well, yeah, but they've added to it.
Yeah, that got me a whole bunch of shards. 4-star, 5-star shards. Nice. So that's what threw me over the top.
Oh, okay. You know, at some point we had to go back through those again. We did that a few months ago.
Okay.
About which one of those we completed. Not tonight.
Yes. No. Yes and yes.
I don't know what else there is in the news. Penn State kids graduated. Unfortunately, they're still here because they're all drinking downtown.
Mm. I think you'd get a free pint with your diploma.
That would be nice.
I heard in Buffalo, you get a beer if you show up and have your vaccine card on you.
Well, I mean, you could get a donut at Krispy Kreme. And Budweiser, actually, if you go, there's some Budweiser, not that you'd want a Budweiser. But if you were really desperate for a free beer, Budweiser will give you a free beer for being vaccinated.
Oh, wow. Good on them.
All right. That's all I got then. Ian, hit me with your top three then.
Oh, all right. Top three. I believe we are going to explore the show Liquid Television and our top three, I don't know, segments? Is that what they're called? Top three segments that were on that show. Now, this took some work because I didn't remember more than half of them. And many times when I went and investigated them, they do not hold up.
No.
I went in, like, really optimistic. I was like, oh, I don't really remember Brad Dharma's Psychedelic Detective, but maybe it was awesome. Or maybe I was just too young to understand it. And I watched it, and I was like, oof, this is going to be a long YouTube binge. And, it went that way. But my number three, one that actually did hold up that I remember very fondly, was Dangerous Puppets. It was just a sock puppet and another puppet, and they would progress to the point where they were cutting each other apart very violently.
Don't recall that in any way. Okay.
Oh, it would be like, salami, bologna. And then they're like making a sandwich, and then they're like smashing in their eye with a meat tenderizer and cutting them up with a sandwich knife. It was good times. I rewatched it, and it totally holds up.
Okay.
All right, Craig.
As again, my list is short and sad. I've got a couple honorable mentions for later, though. My number three is, because I'm boring, is Milton, which was a one-off, but became the foundation eventually of Office Space.
Oh, yeah, that's, yes, I remember that very well.
I had no idea that that was on Liquid Television.
Yeah, okay. they took my swing line stapler, and I will totally burn it down.
Right, I'm going to have to burn down the office, yeah.
I totally burn it down.
The origin.
Huh.
I remember that. All right, Ray.
Okay, I'm just going to start off with the same kind of thing that Ian went through, except as it turns out, man, there was nothing good. Like, well, I realize I didn't have a television during most of the time period that Liquid Television was on on the air. But in any case, I narrowed it down to three that I could say that I think are pretty good. So number three, Stick Figure Theater. They basically took movie scenes and drew stick figures that did not necessarily what happened in the movie. And I don't know, I found it amusing.
It was super amusing. And my number two, Stick Figure Theater, it way holds up.
Yep.
Like, it was well done. I was happy to have watched
5 or 6 of those.
Oh boy, I think there was more because I think one of them was like a 6-parter.
Oh, there you go. That Sam Wright has posted my favorite one. The Hindenburg one was amazing.
The Night of the Living Dead was awesome. That was
that one was really good.
Really my favorite.
All right, my number two is the signature show of Liquid TV. It's going to be Aeon Flux.
Mm.
Everyone knows Aeon Flux. You can move along.
It was definitely one of the most successful components. I feel like the original cartoon, I watched it all that it showed me, and it didn't come together in a cohesive way, and I didn't beyond catching a fly with her eyelashes in the opening title. Oh, and that one where the two spies are passing some microfilm in like a fake tooth they each have in one of their mouths. Mm-hmm. Brilliant. Oh, that was a good show.
Yeah, so my number two is also Aeon Flux.
Sure.
It did kind of come together, because she started killing, all the different thugs that were coming after her, and then that continued for several different episodes, and then, the next episode, it was just her running around this building with bodies of thugs everywhere, just in piles, and she's still killing them, and yeah, that's all I got.
That's fine. I'm ready to bring it to number one because I can smell what the Rock's been cooking. Yeah.
Can you?
Oh my goodness! My number one, probably just me. I mean, Beavis and Butthead. I almost didn't put them on the list because they transcended that show. Like they were the biggest thing to come out of that show, and then beyond. I mean, they had a full length feature film, which was amazing. They had, I don't remember how many seasons of one of my favorite MTV shows. Mm. When they added the bits with them heckling music videos.
That was some of the best stuff. And
Divine.
When they lost the rights to that for the DVD versions and stuff, it was just not good.
Pointless.
But yeah, so there's one episode where they're listening to the song Cigarette Dangles. Do you know this episode? And that, I don't know why, every time I've ever seen that episode, amazing. So my number one is Beavis and Butthead, but
sure.
Yeah, hey, my number one is Beavis and Butthead. I gotta say, there's a lot of Beavis and Butthead that I really didn't care for, but they're nuggets of pure gold in there.
I mean, absolute brilliance. Yeah. This show almost every week I go, my liver, exactly, during the crash. I can't physically see a drainage pipe without going pipe 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 and giggle.
There's so many times I quote that show without thinking about it in any way. Yeah,
Cornholio was the greatest character within a show.
Man, that was
within a show.
Right.
That when that episode first hit, send for Beavis. Don't the Ace to Hall pass. I need TP for my bunghole.
The streets will flow with the blood of the non-believer.
Bunghole.
That was something special.
Speaking of bunghole, Ray, did you try that with the Tesla?
I did not.
I disrupted it.
Oh, come on, Ray. I don't know if Ian knows this. Supposedly, if you tell your Tesla to open its bunghole, it will open up the electric charger ports. So Ray promised me he would go try this.
Totally forgot about it.
We can edit the show down later. Go do that right now.
All right,
so, oh my goodness.
So I've got two honorable mentions.
Oh my, go for it.
All right. One is Bobby and Billy. Maybe it's Billy and Bobby. In any case,
is that
like,
the 50s style one?
Yes, where they would end up cutting off.
That one was gross.
Oh, fantastic.
Camp Hide a Weenie was gross.
I rewatched that one. Actually, I rewatched all of them. But just the stuff in the background that I don't remember, like, at one point, the one kid keeps bending over, and the,
remember, and the counselor's going crazy in his pocket.
Yes!
Yeah. That one struck it right off my list.
Yep. But that was good. There's the soapbox derby one where like they are like decapitate one kid so he can't win. And then he wins in car number 69. My other honorable mention is, as we talked last week, I am the only person who enjoyed this, but it is Dog Boy. He's a boy who got a dog's heart transplanted into him. And then becomes somewhat dog-like. Dog Boy. Dog Boy!
I don't remember Dog Boy fondly.
It had, like, the greaser haircuts. It looked like they were made,
I remember
it. Made out of Play-Doh or something.
I just said I don't remember,
like,
it fondly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it ranked right up there with Art School Girls of Doom.
Oh, that was so bad.
It was!
I had the misfortune of watching that thinking, yeah, that was good, wasn't it? No, it was not.
Tragic.
So, those are my honorable mentions. There you go.
Cool. Did you have one, Ray?
No, I barely got three.
Oh, I thought you... I didn't think so, but I maybe I dreamt it. All right. Let me find some answers and questions.
Yeah, what do you got in Trivia Land?
I don't know. How about last week I was asking about Claw's missing arm?
The Craw.
Yeah, the Craw. Got his craw chopped off by Ultron. So Ultron was the answer to what happened to Claw's arm. All right. So, this one is,
Oh, yeah, there was consternation about that, because we didn't know if we were talking about the same thing, and... Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking of, so...
Okay, good. So, boy, I don't love this next one. I'll give you some feed forward there, because it's more of like a split second in a movie than actual trivia, but I guess that's technically what trivia is, but, So, Ant-Man.
Ugh.
He hid one of his Ant-Man suits underneath a trophy so that he could get it in case of an emergency. What was that trophy for? So that again, Ant-Man hiding one of his Ant-Man uniforms underneath a trophy. And
just to throw in, because apparently they suck now, I'm going to say it was a Golden Globe. Tom Cruise's returned Golden Globe.
Take that, Golden Globes. Unexpected hot take from the Puzzle Warriors 3. Shazam!
Sorry.
All right.
What are you
going to
do?
I don't know. I don't have any energy left to segue into Ray's mail segment.
Willie, what's in the mailbag?
All right. So, to follow up with the Claw.
Not the Craw, the Craw!
So, Groose over on the Reddit, I think. Yeah, pretty sure. He said, all this talk of the Claw, and nobody mentioned his appearance in the game?
Yeah, he is in the new prologue.
He is in the new prologue. I apparently skipped it.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, why would I go back and do the prologue?
Well,
that's
there
weird.
Was like minimal amounts of rewards there.
Yeah, there was new prologue stuff.
I got a few hundred ISO.
I know
out
that
of it.
There's new I don't doubt it. Sorry, the summary that I saw for this on the Reddits in meme form that I thought was excellent was they were like, everybody playing the prologue right now, and it was the scene from Return of the Sith where Anakin's about to slaughter all the younglings.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did know that there was new prologue, but yeah, I don't need to send any of my guys after a level 8 hammer trooper.
So that was interesting. I did not see it in the prologue. I apparently just skipped by it because I have a problem with just hitting skip on those, and because I've seen them so many times. But, you know, I'm like, oh, well, I'll read this. No, I won't. I'll just hit skip again because muscle memory. That's also on Reddit, I have to include this. There are a couple nominations for the favorite Star Wars vehicles. So
Sure.
Samurai, I have to say. Number three, the Millennium Falcon may be fast, but it's still unreliable, old freighter on the verge of falling apart, especially the hyperdrive. It's overrated, so you want to get somewhere in style? The Soro Sub, personal luxury yacht, Model 3000, Lando Calrissian's own Lady Luck. I have never heard of this before, but I have to say...
Did you watch that movie?
It's pretty good.
I'm assuming that was in the movie?
I didn't know the ship. Like,
yeah.
It does have its own, you know, jacuzzi and hot tub or something in it. So, you know, there you go.
Oh, well, hey, I'm down for a hot tub.
He said for Craig's convenience, it comes with a hot tub.
There he goes! Too hot in the hot tub!
His number two, Empire may have some fatal flaws, one of which is the base TIE fighter, because it's all speed, no protection, armament, not good. But... if they had had the TIE Defender, they would have been able to defeat the Rebels. It has everything. Missiles, shields, hyperdrive.
This ship has everything.
Exactly. And his number one, the best vehicles in the galaxy have to be both stylish and effective. There is no single vehicle that combines both so well as Rothana Heavy Engineering's own low-altitude aerial transport. You know it as the Republic gunship. Clankers know it as death from above.
Roger, roger.
Yeah, there's some of that bit that I didn't really care for. Clankers, and but there you go. It's basically, he says it's because George Lucas at some point saw an Mi-24 Hind helicopter and thought it was awesome. And that's pretty much what it looks like. So
sweet.
Then we have RM Fnord, or RM Fnord. Who just gave a list. Number three, Death Star. Number two, AT-AT. Number one, Millennium Falcon. And I don't get this, but we don't appreciate that. Posted to the subreddit and said, we puzz Kangs. I think it's in reference to our title from last week, which I believe was something like, we three puzzle kings or something like that. We puzz Kangs. I don't know. Is that a reference? Should I get that?
Boy.
I surely do not, but...
All right.
You've put it out there. Maybe other people can investigate.
If it's a pop reference that Ian doesn't know, then surely I have no chance of knowing what it is.
Well, it was brought to you by the aptly named We Don't Appreciate That. So there you go. That's comments for this week. Thanks, Willie.
Missing that. Thanks, Willie. All right, moving along. Once again, then, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump... You up.
No claps.
That's the first time I've never heard your clap.
I heard my clap.
Ah, that was weird.
Nobody heard
that
a clap.
Was a clap No, that was a weird clap situation.
There are four lights.
I lost
lights.
My mojo. All right, let's see what's going on here. Three stars that will be boosted. Bullseye. Ah, that guy's great. So all those crazy strike tiles that you put out, they'll be much stronger. And when you hurl them back at people, you'll do even more damage. Ragnarok. He'll heal himself for more, do a little more damage with his red, and a little more damage with his green. Spider-Man. He's got that one yellow punch where it does a ton of damage. So use that. Oh, the good Thanos. He'll kill everybody with his black, which should be do even more damage than usual. And the Hulk. His green and red are okay. They'll both do a little more damage. See if I can learn about some... good old four stars. Like Elsa Bloodstone. She's boosted. What's she do again?
Got me.
Her red does some damage. She's got blue does two different damages. And, oh, trap tiles. Good old trap tiles from her purple.
You skipped the good part of the red.
Is it boosted by
no, but it's
being
the
boosted?
Only reason why you really want to use it is that it stuns airborne and invisible people to make them not airborne and invisible.
Does it stun them for longer?
No.
Then I wouldn't bring it up.
Jerk.
Sorry. That's just the way it works.
Some things will never change.
That's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
It is. Right, see what Hellcat's up to. She's a tile buffer, so those will get stronger. The strike tiles that she creates will be a little more powerful, and her cat-like reflexes can do some damage. Soon to be a show, MODOK is boosted, and he's got an ever-changing red that does attack tiles, damage, and he deals some damage with his afterburners when he fires those off. Maria Hill Man, everybody's boosted this week is like a total mystery to me. This is nothing but learning. Let's see what Maria Hill's up to. She's got damage-dealing trap tiles with her life model, and her bigger strike tiles with her black, and she does AoE with her blue, so enjoy that. And it looks like North Star is also boosted. Oh, what does he do? I don't
know. Pretty much nothing.
Let's see. His blue could do damage. He's a burst healer, so his yellow will do more healing, and he does a little bit of damage with his black.
Hey, Ian, when does Maria Hill want to go to the mall?
Today?
Oh, okay. P.S. I love you.
Oh, that was the day that Grunge was born.
That's right.
All right, let's see what Samurai says, because we've got an eclectic bunch of boosted characters this week. We're pairing Hellcat and MODOK. Hellcat's repeater to drop MODOK's ability to 5 AP. Use MODOK's black to refuel Hellcat's red. And then Hellcat's damage-dealing purple. All the enemy tiles that MODOK's red creates. Oh, good. Tile destruction, damage doing, ability cheapening. That's good times. So that's who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Let's get with the folks from Jersey and head over to Team Up Time.
Whoa, the synergy segment featuring Ray.
All right, so this is week 3 of 3, where we have a featured character that there is a team based around. That featured character, once again, I was challenged to come up with Emma teams, so here you go. This one actually was also posted by Storm of Fire for fun with fortification and repeater tiles. You take Emma and you add in magic and 4-star Human Torch. It is a neat and a little bit more synergistic. So magic generates red with her purple. It feeds either her own red or the Human Torches. Then you've got Human Torches green to put out. It auto-spawns repeater tiles. And you've got Emma's yellow or purple repeaters. And Human Torch will fortify all of these repeater tiles that get put out there. And then you can fire the torches red, and it clears the board of repeater tiles. It does massive damage when it hits. So
yeah, I was trying in my brain to figure out when we got a 4-star Human Torch until it, then it dawned on me that they meant Android Jim.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I was all confused. I'm like,
I was in the weeds in the beginning,
Johnny Storm? Wait, when did this happen? Why am I not remembering this?
Even after I figured it out, it's not someone who computes. So Ray's telling me this, and I was like, yeah, you should use it for his red. Wait, how does he fortify tiles? That's crazy.
So when she posted this, St. Bernardus responded and said, having already enjoyed the Magic Android Gym APOC team, I wonder if Emma might fit in. Her biggest problems were that she was slow, so feeding yellow via Elsa is an option, and her repeaters get matched away because they're not fortified. But this team can seriously help with that. So there you go. I actually used this team on one of the puzzle nodes, so it works. It does okay. I wouldn't say they're great, but they're okay. Emma at a 355 Android Gym can be at a 454 or a 553, and Magic at a 355. So there you go. That's your team up for this week. Fortified repeater tiles. And thanks as always to Unify.
Unify. Ian, you got Steam open.
I am. I'm overly eager. Ready, 3, 2, 1. Boom, there it goes. It's a 4-star. You guessed it. Rocket and Groot. Rocket's pack.
All right.
That's all I got.
I got 5. They will all be 4-stars because that's how my life rolls. One is the Jugs Gun. Number deuce is Jubilation Lee. Terrible character.
Heart of the team.
3 is Sabretooth. Number 4 is Miles and Miles to Go Before I Sleep. And then we got some good old Rouge.
Nice.
There you go. All 4-stars.
No problem. Is this the part of the show where Ray opens one token and gets 3 5-stars out of it somehow?
I think somehow that is what happens, yes.
Somehow I don't think so. I do have a ton of tokens, though, all those that are left from last week. So I've made note of where my Cyclops is so I know when to stop. Turns out last week I had to save covers, so he's still going strong. So, number one is 4-star Negasonic. By the way, I have 16 left. Number two is Iron Fist. Number three, Nova. Number four, Scorpion. Number five is Mysterio. Number six is the Winter Soldier. Seven.
Nice.
Black Cat. Number eight is Misty Knight. I didn't know what that symbol was. Number nine is Ghost Rider. Number 10, Invisible Woman. 11 is the Human Torch. What are we at? 12, another Invisible Woman. It's not going so well this week. All right, here we go. I finally got a purple. Number 13. Welcome to my reality, Scarlet Witch.
Yay!
I still have no witches.
What do we have? 13, I think.
Yes, that's what you said.
North Star.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's boosted.
He's boosted.
Yeah.
He can do more of nothing this week.
A Wasp. Second purple for Colossus Purification. And finally, another Ghost Rider.
Negative so, Ghost Rider, the pattern is full.
2 out of 17.
Oof. That rebalanced your...
Yeah, a little bit. But, I mean, that's...
Token opening karma.
You really should expect to get, like, 1 out of 7. So...
Right.
2 out of 17.
I wish I got 1 out of 7.
What's that?
If I got 1 out of 7, I would be stoked.
I think that's average.
Well, that's not me.
Sorry, I had a really weird aside. When Craig started saying that, all I can think of is there's an episode of The Simpsons where they're like rebuilding Springfield and Comic Book Guy declares that just like the Vulcans, we're gonna only allowed to be mate once every 7 years. And he's like, but for some people, that will be significantly more. I wish I got 1 in 7.
Got a very rare Mary Worth where she convinces somebody to commit suicide.
Suicide. Oh, all I wanted was the Carl Yastrzemski with the big sideburns. Ah, crap.
Thanks to always to this guy.
This guy.
This guy.
What's on the podcast network?
Oh, my goodness. The Soon to Be Named Network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com, is a podcasting network of which we are a part. And if you would like to explore any of our great shows, we have a full catalog of current and archived shows at Soon to Be Named Network, soontobenamednetwork.com.
Sam Bright tells me that I could get Steve Allen in Pog form. Anything else for the good of the order this week?
No, I'm good.
Hey, we're relaxing our ordinances and things for downtown. Gathering sizes are going up. Masking, I don't know, do what you want anymore. We don't care.
Is that new? That has been the national policy for some time.
Well, we changed our downtown policy that we've given up on the fact that you're going to stand in line to get to a bar. So we're not going to make you space out anymore because we weren't going to enforce that anyway. So just go stand in line at the bar. Just go.
Ah, I love sad resignment.
I went by Bill Pickles the other day and there was, I don't know, 50 sorority chicks waiting to get inside, standing all on the sidewalk in a giant tunnel. While the bouncer at the door is saying, like, he's like, there's no chance you're all coming in here at once. It's like, we don't have that kind of allowed capacity. I can break you up into small groups. You're not coming in together. And then they were sad and said they were leaving and going to Champs. So.
Take that, Bill Pickles.
That's right. I don't want your Bill Pickles food anyway.
Going to Champs.
I want your fried pickles.
That place, they got the pinball in the basement, though.
They do. They got pool tables down there, some pinball. I like going down there. I like it more than the original Champs. But when it,
yes. Yeah. Yes, for sure.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com. Ray needs things to read. Please send him something. You pick the language. He'll figure it out. Comments, suggestions, all that kind of good stuff. Or you can click on the Amazon banner at our homepage. Buy yourself some... What's coming up next? Memorial Day?
Sure.
Yeah.
Buy yourself some Memorial Day stuff. And, you know, we can get something. And that's it. So goodbye for now. Remember, kids, I suck blood all the time. Good night, everybody.
Oh.
I got a straw right here. You want a demonstration?
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.